Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4778.
Identify a person who has significant influence on you and explain the influence.
It would probably have to be more in recent years. My dad was a truck driver, so I hung out with a bunch of different male figures when I was younger, but in recent years, it was probably Tom Woods. Sounds strange, but a lot of things that I didn't know growing up, I kind of learned from this random dude on the internet just listening to how an economist thinks. It sounds strange. I mean, you know, it's not like a male role model figure, but that would probably be most accurate.
What do you aspire to be in life?
I would like to run a defense company based around, like, strictly defense, not bombing other people's country, but having a laser defense system set up around America.
What types of things make you happy?
Hanging out with my kids and relaxing. Just some downtime. I enjoy working as much as I enjoy playing, but I enjoy my play more.
What types of things, on the flip side of that, make you sad?
When everyone around me is miserable after 19 years in the military, I've gotten accustomed to living in misery without electricity, without internet, without, you know, creature features. So when everybody around me is miserable is kind of when I am spawned to action, do something about it.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are today.
My parents didn't have a lot of money, so I studied, okay, and then joined the military, which I didn't really have a lot of intellectual stimulation. There was a lot of physical, but then towards the end, I had to start learning all kinds of things. So the military has a way of being like a really fun ride in the beginning and then being more of a intellectual pursuit towards the end. So it was mostly the military, but I didn't really come from money, so it kind of ended up being a default option.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this trait?
I didn't really develop it. I was born with it. I'm extremely Spock-like. And that, even when I took my little personality quiz, like, it maxes out in the Spock-like category. Just, that's what makes me unique, because other people are bleeding, and I ask them if they would like... I ask them, do you want me to stitch you up, or, you know, and they want to be hugged. It's like, my kids want to be hugged when they're hurt, they don't want to be stitched up just yet. I'm the weirdo.
So you say you more lack the, I guess, empathetic, or?
Not, I don't completely lack empathy, I just focus on the practical situation of fixing the problem, and then, you know, we can have the hugs and the ice cream once the bleeding stops, but a lot of people don't even wait until the bleeding stops until they want their hugs. It's weird to me.
What do you think the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Honesty. I don't know if it's admirable, but it's practical. If somebody's honest, you can figure out the situation, even if it's... It doesn't really matter what the situation is. If you're getting good information, you can move forward with that and figure out what the problem is and how best to help them.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Somewhat honesty. My parents were very Christian, authoritarian, spank and obey kind of people, and that's, you know, humans are not really meant to be domesticated, so they gave me a little bit of a importance for learning and, you know, again, honesty. So I want all of the curiosity and the honesty to go forward.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
Usually doing activities. Some of it is learning. We'll sit down and watch educational things, because my kids like to take way too much time off. They're pathological beach bums, so we'll get them to watch stuff. But then we go to movies and amusement parks, and sometimes we just play, you know, game night, stuff like that. But
tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I played a lot of sports. I read a lot of books. I hunted. I mean, I did a lot of different things. Pretty diverse.
Do you read?
I don't read now because it puts me to sleep. I do a lot of audiobooks, I do a lot of video, I do a lot of hands-on, but I don't do a lot of, multi-volume reading.
So what was the last book that you, I guess, listened to?
Right now I'm in the middle of Human Action, and it's a treatise from Ludwig von Mises, and it's 1,000 pages. It's a 42-hour audiobook, and it's killing me. But it's very, very difficult, but I'm just doing it little, about a half an hour at a time, because it's not enjoyment reading, it's learning reading. And if you go for an hour, you've missed something. So you can only go about 20 or 30 minutes, and then you have to absorb and think, absorb and think, and then you keep going. But yeah, it's really a serious chunk of it's a Dagwood. I bit off more than I can chew, so now I'm just struggling through it.
Do you have a favorite character in it?
No, it's a economics novel written by a no or a Nobel Prize winning economist. So it's really just difficult material. It's bland, but it's interesting, but it's very very detailed and very long.
So you'd say you like the nonfiction over the fiction?
Oh yeah, I don't really do a whole lot of. I do some fiction with my kids, but it's mostly classics and stuff like that. Like the we read The Hobbit before we went to see the Hobbit movie, so they could see the contrast. And
Realize that they like the book more.
no, they
They
didn't. They liked
didn't?
the movie better.
Wow. Terrible.
Yep.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
We just went and saw. Man, it was only like 2 weeks ago too. Oh, Ant-Man with the kids. We go seeing all the Marvel movies, and
Good Paul Rudd one.
it was okay. It was very. It reminded me of Iron Man. It was like this almost the same plot line as Iron Man, but I know that it's a supporting movie, so it was really just kind of bring the kids up to the Ant-Man story because it'll be in another movie. So,
So do you watch a lot of those Marvel movies?
we go and watch all the Marvel movies. I'm not buying 50 years of comics that came before I was born, so it's just gonna be we'll watch the movie. That's one of the ones you're better off to watch the movie than read.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like to keep it mixed up. Like I just built a table for my garage, and I was my son likes to melt aluminum cans, so I have a little furnace in there, and we melt the cans. And I tend to build a lot of things when I get bored, so. Legos, essentially. Legos, since I was a kid. My Legos get more and more expensive.
So would you say you're a creative person?
I don't know about creative. I'm very good at playing with something that's already invented. I don't think I would invent something, but I could make it more efficient. I could make it better than what it is.
Would you say you're more of a tinkerer?
I am definitely a tinkerer.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, not really. I mean, I've gotten like mixed. I usually just get, you look like a cop, you look like you're in the military, you look like a pilot, you look like this, all of that stereotypical kind of thing.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
When I was getting out of the military, I was debating as to whether or not to accept my pension. Because as I started learning the whole economic realities of life, I don't like how those kinds of things are paid for. I didn't become a protector just to have the people of America fleeced to pay for a pension. And I didn't end up getting a pension anyway, so it didn't really affect me. But just looking at the inner workings of how our own society works kind of came to the forefront of. So it took me a couple months to get over it, and then just recognize, that, there are certain realities you can't escape, even if you don't approve of.
Makes sense. Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
George Carlin.
So why?
Because it'll be the most interesting. It won't be bland. If I was to interview Ludwig von Mises, he would talk over my head most of the time, and it would be very, at the end of it, I don't think I wouldn't have learned as much as I would have enjoyed it. But if I think Carlin would be equal levels of learning and enjoyment.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
The first time I had a rockets dropped on me, that was interesting. But it was an actual impact. I don't know if it was so much of an emotional impact, but well, everybody freaked out, and I was just like, "Ah, oh, that was really loud." And that was so. Just me and the Sergeant Major hung out after that day because it didn't bother him either, but he'd had it before, so it was just weird.
What is your approach to life?
Show up and never quit. You have to show up for anything to happen, and if you quit, you never really know how it's supposed to end, so.
What is the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result?
Oh, that was definitely my year in Iraq, and there was just a, for as much as there was stuff going on around me, there was more going on in my personal life that was affecting me. Like, you know, a lot of people go overseas and they enjoy their tour, and as much as I wasn't really enjoying the tour, I really wasn't enjoying my life at the time. You know, there was complications with kids, and yeah, I mean, you worry more about your kids who are 13,000 miles away than you worry about yourself when you're taking rockets. It was a long year.
Do you have a favorite actor?
Not particularly. I mean, if I had to pick one, it might be De Niro. Even though he's so one-dimensional, he usually picks the roles that fit him. The stereotypical De Niro role is probably better than the Meet the Parents De Niro, but...
Do you have a favorite food?
No. I rotate through, but I like really good food. Not a particular kind of food. Just whatever style I'm eating, I usually go find a really good place as opposed to... I'd rather go out once a month to a really good place than go out once a week to Taco Bell.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Risk. Probably played a lot. I mean, I know geography because of Risk. Like, it sounds sad, but you'd be surprised how good that game will teach you to actually know where most of the places are on the planet. Like, it's not every country, but you know regions really well. So,
what's the craziest thing you have ever done?
Probably volunteering to go to EOD school, because not a lot of people think Bomb Squad is like a weird thing, but it's not. I mean, it's very mechanical minded. There's still some, you know, it's something was designed to explode and you're going to go play with it, essentially. But it's not, it still functions in a certain way. It's not like this, it's not an angry child that will explode at you if you do the wrong thing. So it's, but a lot of people were looking at me weird when I did that.
What's something you wish you could do, but you cannot?
Go live on another planet.
What is your favorite season and why?
I tend to like fall mostly because I could wear clothing and not die of heat exhaustion. Like, you can only get so naked in the summer and then you're just sweating. But, you know, like, and I'm used to it kind of up north where you could wear jeans and a sweatshirt and be comfortable. And the leaves look nice. It only lasts for about 3 weeks and then everything looks dismal and dying. But that's a very nice 3 weeks.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I'm at the point now where I think being more empathetic might help me. But to a certain extent, I'm less empathetic because it's not getting anything done. Like, if we're having a conversation and it's all about your feelings, that's great. Maybe me and you can hammer out something. But there's 7.3 billion people on the planet. We can't use your feelings as a template for the next guy. We would have to sit down 7.3 billion times and figure out 7.3 billion different solutions. So looking for objective things is probably my strong suit. It's where's the Venn diagram overlap for everybody? And let's focus on that point. And it might even be a small point, but let's focus on that point and let's work around that, because your emotional state might change with your caffeine intake and your relationship status and your hair day status and whether or not that lottery ticket paid out. Like, so many factors into somebody's feelings, but if we can get those little objective overlay and where can we all find this common ground and work out from there? And then there's certain points where it doesn't matter. You know, if you like chocolate and I like vanilla, it doesn't matter.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with regards to work, family, and travel?
I would definitely be working in a laser field. I would be traveling just somewhere I haven't been. I've got two continents I want to hit, and then maybe Antarctica, just to say I did, but I haven't been to Australia and I haven't been to South America yet. And as far as my kids, I mean, I just want them ready to, like, my daughter's 11 and my son is 9, so 10 years from now they'll both be moving out into the world. Just have them ready to hit the world.
So how did you meet your wife?
New Year's Eve, just wandering around. There was a very long line at the bar, and her friend was close to the bar. So I said, "Here's what you're gonna do." And I put my credit card on her shoulder, and like, "You're closer to me. You order whatever you want, and I'll pay for it. And you order me a bunch of drinks, so I don't have to stand in this line." And just kind of hit it off. And
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
well, mostly it was financial, but because I'm having a lawyer problem, so somebody had to feed the lawyer on top of all the bills. So that was the beginning of it. But I mean, that's mostly it. It's not I don't mind any of the things surrounding it. I wouldn't normally do it unless there was something. It's really more self-motivated, self-needs driven.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4778.